We do. We have a new leak. Well, actually, it's one that came back, and this is located over on Cedar, which is south of the Bad River. And so we are asking people to restrict water once again while it's shut off, and they repair the Minnewichoni water line. You know, this is our supply line for the entire city. And normally we have storage, water in storage for about 2 days in the summertime when people are watering their lawns, and about 3 days when people aren't watering. And so it's really important that people pay attention, and because we do not want to run out of water. That would not be a good thing. So asking people to cooperate. We hope that we can get it repaired in 24 hours, but they're working hard on it. But just asking people to cooperate and restrict their use of water, and absolutely no lawn watering. But we're kind of past that time anyway. We will let people know when the line has been repaired and water restrictions are lifted. Exactly. And people are really good about it. We understand how important it is. Yeah, right. Well, Casey's made the news in not such a good way over the weekend. They had a staff person test positive for COVID, and so they shut down and did a thorough cleaning, and were open up again, I think, in about 24 hours, or a day and a half. It was not a long time, but you know, it's definitely real. Fort Pierre, the city of Fort Pierre, has been hit by COVID, and we had to postpone work on Second Street. We were putting in utilities, getting ready to pave that street, and almost half of our maintenance crew either tested positive or are quarantined because of the close contact. And so yeah, so we are really down in our maintenance crew, and so and that means about a 10-day quarantine for most of them. So, you know, it's serious business, and people take this seriously. I just can't stress that more. That's the only way we're going to get through this quickly, is just if people take precautions and are smart. And you know, I'm afraid that we put some of our employees in a difficult situation when they're working on a utility project. They're working in pretty close contact, and you know, you are pretty confident when they're working outside, but obviously we weren't being smart enough. So we're paying the price, and hope that we can get through this quickly and get everybody get back on the job. Right. And you know, and it's not just ourselves that we have to keep healthy. We all have family members that we have to be concerned about. So let's be careful out there, people.
Okay.
Well, the only thing that I mean, the fun thing, we talk water restrictions and water line breaks and COVID, and might as well end on a happy note, huh? Yeah. Chalk, a preschool that opened up in Fort Pierre last year, we had not done a ribbon cutting for one reason or another, and so we did that yesterday, and it was so much fun because it was a beautiful day, and the kids were outside playing on a little train, and it was just a fun event to have that positive thing happen right now. We did. We did. And Ryan, the the story about the building is fun. They Ryan and Tessa Kruger wanted to do the preschool in Fort Pier, and they bought an old building that they intended to tear down. Ryan is a contractor, and he intended to tear it down and build a new building for the preschool. But when he found out that the building was 100 years old, he didn't have the heart to tear it down. And so it is the building has been a meat market. It's been, oh goodness, how many uses has it had? It was a bar. And now it's a preschool. So it's a whole, you know, starting a whole new chapter in its history. But it's a great historic building, and Ryan did a beautiful job of restoring it. And now it has lots of little kids in there learning. So fun story. Exactly. Yeah, that's right. So that's all I've got for you today, Dave. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay, Dave. Thank you. Bye-bye.